are the defensive issues in your mind right now? What needs to be resolved by the time you get to September 13th?
Well, I'm not going to tell you that, you know, because I know you're going to write it.
Audio.
I know you're going to, you know, put me, yeah. No, I think, you know, they're, like, to me, the one of the biggest objectives of preseason is you got to develop your techniques, and you, like I always tell the players, you got to develop the tools that you're going to need throughout the course of the year, okay? Because once you hit the season, things get cut back, you know. You have less pads, and I'm not really trying to bore you with it, but in these games, you have to be able, and games and practices, which to me are equally valuable, you have to develop this foundation that's gonna, you can rely on throughout the course of it. So when you're looking at your individual players, are you saying, hey, are they getting better? You know, are they improving on these things? Last week we said we need to do this. Did we get better on that? And then it's a little more difficult as a unit because as everybody is, you've all heard everybody talk here. You know, you have a lot of different people in there at different times. You know, it's not as cohesive as it's going to be in the season. But you really want to see, are you starting to be able to function as a unit? Okay, do we have the communication down? Do we have the awareness down? You know, one of the challenges of preseason football is, you know, you don't spend as much time, obviously, game planning and preparation. But there's a lot of situations out there that have a DNA to them. You know, third and this, second and this, backed up, whatever it is, and that's really what you want to have your players to be able to internalize. Because, like I always tell them, when those situations occur on the game day, we can't get out there to you. You're the guys that got to remind you, hey, be alert for this, be alert for that, and you know, the smarter you become as a player and as a unit, the better chance you can function and have an opportunity for success. So, honestly, those are things that we're really driving down on, you know. Of all the things, it's, hey, technique, you know. Are we tackling good, you know? Are we doing those things that we know we're going to be called on no matter what defense we play to do those deals? Because every game plan is going to be slightly different, but some of these pillars are going to be present in everything, you know. So those are really the things that we're kind of looking for in preseason and trying to get better at and go. You know, we've tried to, you know, improve our run defense. Well, we always try to improve everything, but that's been an emphasis. So we've tried to do it. And the way we're trying to do that is improve our technique, you know, and say, hey, are we doing the right things? Are you? You know, do you have the right leverage? Do you have the right footwork? Do you have the right hand placement? And when that becomes consistent, that's when you have a chance to improve.
Is that why yesterday during practice, Al, when defensive backs were not involved, was over on the side with Eric Berry and Sean Smith, and it was nothing but footwork. It was just
And he's working on it from a different perspective, but exactly that, because that's what's going to allow them to play one step faster. To be consistent, like for a DB, really for anybody, if your footwork is inconsistent, it's going to be hard, because that means every time you go to do this job, whatever it is, you do it a little different based on how your footwork. Like for Al, it's, hey, sticking the foot in the ground and being able to come out. Well, if you stick the foot in and cross over, then you're a step behind. You know, so it's all those little tiny, quote, boring things that you try to get a player to really buy into. And I think the really good players, they can see that. They say, okay, that's how I get better. That's how I can maximize my ability. That's why sometimes someone a little less speed plays faster than somebody with greater speed because of the techniques.
Deep Bob, Warner turned to practice yesterday. Where is he progress-wise?
I think he's practiced the whole time and he hasn't missed that. I think he's improving. You know, we've been happy with the way he's attacked this camp. And I think, you know, the better he can become as an all-around player, we all know he has some unique rush skills, but the better he becomes as an all-around player, the better off he's going to be. And that's where he's really made some strides, I think. You know, he's played the first and second down in this past game, I thought, really well. Did a good job setting the edge in the run as long as he keeps improving, you know that arrow is really pointing out for D. You know, we're excited about where he's at.
Dontari Poe, obviously, in here, you've replaced him with two guys. How's that resolving itself?
I think good. You know, of course, Jay Howard has come in and done a really good job in there, and you know, Mike DeVito can play that spot as well. But I think Jay's really stepped up, done a really good job, you know, of anchoring the middle of the defense. And, you know, I think you know, we're really happy with the way that's gone. You know, we look forward, you know, when we get Dontari back, whenever he comes back. But, you know, right now we think the guys that have gone in there have really taken the challenge on and, you know, I think demonstrated, you know, they can play really stout in there, particularly against the run.
What about a corner? Sean Smith obviously won't be around when the season starts. Are you satisfied with how that's
I think we're moving in the right direction. Again, we've rolled a lot of guys, you know, through there and looked at different combinations of guys. And I think all of them have performed pretty good. And I think we feel pretty good about where we're at corner. You know, obviously you'd like to have all your players, but for whatever reasons that are out there, you don't always have them. And, you know, this time we know we're not going to have Sean, so we got to get these other guys ready. And I think if they keep working hard here, we're going to be fine.
You guys obviously like Marcus Peters. Drafted in the first round, but is he maybe a little more advanced, a little more ready at this point than you anticipated he would be?
I don't know. I never sure how a guy's going to be. You know, I mean, we all can watch him on college tape, but you're never really sure how he's going to adapt in here. You're not sure how he's going to respond when things don't go well. That's always one of the real challenges, I think, for a young guy. And you know, if you have that tough mentality, you know, that toughness with you, mental toughness, I think it allows you to function a little bit better, because anybody that's making this transition from college to pro is going to have some rough days, okay, because the biggest difference is you know, the competition is greater, and the difference between the best player and the not good player in pro football isn't that big. Like I always tell them, it doesn't matter who you're going against, this guy can beat you. You know, and that's not always true in college football, you know, and that's why they're professionals. So I think he's been able to, you know, take that challenge on and be able to the biggest challenge any young guy has is that just that laser focus, play after play after play. It has to happen first in practice, and then it's got to occur in the game, you know, and I think he's done a really good job. He's improved at some of the things we're trying to get him to work on, and as long as he takes that kind of attitude, you know, he's got a big upside, I think, to him.
Talk about coming back with adversity. You know, I know he got beat a few times, obviously.
Sure.
He does at camp. But has he had that moment yet where it's been adversity for him?
Yeah, I think, you know, you have your moments. Sometimes the ball isn't completed. Sometimes the ball was thrown the other way. But you know, oh, man, I didn't do this right, you know, and I'd have been in big trouble here, you know. And obviously, you know, in camp you have a zillion reps, and one of those is you're going to get beat on, you know. So I think, you know, he's experienced that, and he's learned, hey, I got to play every play, finish every play, and this wouldn't be any different for Marcus or any other player, you know. But you got to internalize that kind of attitude.
I know Mike DeVito's worked a lot on his pass rush the last 2 years. What have you seen so far? Can he be a bigger factor there?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I just give the guy credit because, you know, just I think when you're really a good player, you're never afraid to kind of attack your perceived weakness. And, you know, here's a veteran guy coming off an Achilles injury, and I'm sure you guys have seen, I mean, the one-on-one pass, right, he'd jump in there every play if he could, you know, and he's always sneaking in when he shouldn't be. Getting ahead of somebody, but he wants as many reps as he can because he knows, hey, if I can ratchet up that part of my game, I'm going to even be a bigger factor in making this a better defense, a better team. So, you as a coach, you appreciate that, you know, that he's not afraid to take on your weaknesses. You know, a lot of times we like to play to our strengths, and he's just done a good job. And you know, when Mike's in there, a lot of times it's the toughest time to rush a passer because it's run pass. You know, you don't have all that. A lot of the play passes are tough on you. But he's done a really nice job, I think, in preseason so far.
Okay. Just talking about rookie corners.
Mm-hmm.
Do you look at have to approach them the same way an offensive coach does a rookie quarterback? I mean, they're out in the open. Everybody can see when they get beat or make a mistake. And do you have to get accept the fact that, all right, we might have a mistake or two, but he needs to be out?
Yeah, the biggest difference is we don't get to control whether it's a run or a pass. when you're on defense. So those corners are, you know, you got to be ready to play every play out there. But yeah, you know that there's a process going on, a learning process, an experience process, and you're going to grow. And that's why I always tell Marcus, like, even when he comes out of the game in the preseason, I said, look, now you're on this sideline, but you got to be studying. You got to be looking out there like you're playing. You know, hey, what's that split telling you? What's this telling you? Because, you know, you're trying to ramp up his experience level as fast as you possibly can. And, you know, Al and Emmett do a good job with that. And again, the more he takes that and runs with it, the better off we're going to be. Because it's an amazing how much happens, you know, when things happen on the field, a motion, a shift, whatever. And immediately you got to be able to make that transition and make that change in your mind, how I'm playing, what am I anticipating, and that's, I think, you know, that's a process of experience, but you just, you know, he's got to roll with it.